Aloha, beautiful soul. You're listening to the Uplifting Podcast. I'm your host, Randy Lee. I am a soulful business coach and public speaker who is obsessed with human design and continuous growth and evolution. This podcast is for the soul-driven woman who is ready to energetically align with the highest version of herself so she can make quantum leaps in her life and business. My mission is to help you uncover your naked truth, the real you when you strip down all the conditioning and limiting beliefs around who you should be, stop making excuses, and step into your true power. Each week, I bring you powerful conversations with women who are taking up space and owning their zone of genius, as well as solo episodes from me to support your journey to live an authentic life. If you're ready to liberate your true self and uplevel all areas of your life and business, then you've come to the right place. Thank you so much for pressing play. Now let's find out what's uplifting you today. Oh my God, it's 2021. Now that it's the new year, you might be feeling some pressure to set goals in your business. But how do you know what goals are in alignment with your unique design? Did you know that research has shown only 8% of people actually achieve their goals? I mean, how often have you set a goal for yourself or your business and just forgot about it a week later? I've done this more times than I'd like to admit. But if you're ready to start making quantum leaps in your business, you have to start showing up differently than you've shown up until now. I'm sure you've heard the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So why do we keep approaching goal setting and planning for our business the same way when it isn't working? This is the definition of insanity. The good news is there's a better way to setting business goals and creating a quarterly plan to achieve them. And that's exactly what I'm going to share with you in Aligned Business Goal Setting Masterclass. In this 2-hour masterclass, you will learn the 3 reasons why coaches fail to reach their business goals, what alignment looks like for each human design type, how to set quarterly goals and create an action plan that is aligned with your human design using my Aligned Quarterly Planning Worksheet. You'll also learn my Aligned Decision Matrix that will teach you how to make decisions using your human design so you can always be confident in the direction your business is moving forward. Finally, you'll learn how to create momentum going forward based on your human design type. The best part is you can get instant access to this 2-hour masterclass right now for only $22. The link is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you take aligned action in 2021. Aloha, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Uplifting Podcast. Today, my guest is Becca Kuntz, who's a holistic coach whose mission is to guide others to achieve whole body love, acceptance, and expression. Her approach in supporting her clients is holistic. She teaches you how to integrate your whole self because she believes all of you deserves your love. Becca is also a former guest on the podcast about a year ago. You can listen to our previous conversation in episode 60, which is actually one of the top 5 most downloaded episodes of all time. It's been so incredible witnessing your growth over the past year. Welcome back to the podcast, Becca.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited for our conversation. So I would love to hear how your business and you have grown and evolved over the past year, because our first conversation, I was looking back, was in December of 2019, and we're recording this December 2020. I would love to hear what this year has held for you.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I'm thrilled to be back here. Thank you for opening up this conversation again, because 2020 was a year for everyone for sure. So congratulations. We are making it. We are actively surviving. So I'm really proud of us. Thank you, Randy. I love what you're doing. And I just hearing you on this. So I'm just really grateful to be here. I think if you look at my social media, you will see being by myself, I live alone First of all, I am grateful for that space, and I'm grateful that I am a master at being with myself and loving myself and like taking care of myself. Like, I would not have been okay, like truly. And so if you are not okay, that is okay. That is totally perfect, because I just know how painful and confronting and messy that would be. So I got to do my own practice essentially all the time. I do it like, if I'm not working, I'm working, doing the work with myself. So this year has been really growth based. And with that comes all of the feels. I'm sure anybody who's gone through any type of growth knows what I'm talking about. There's the like death process that has to happen. Like, something has to die in order for you to step into something new. And so it comes with all of the feels. Like, it literally feels like a death. It's painful. I don't want to do it. It's uncomfortable. Then I'm in it. Then I'm in the growth. It's like, essentially, I'm busting through the cocoon or I'm flying, one of the two. What I've really, really sort of embodied, you know, I've thrown myself into more and more coaching myself so that I can be more like more myself. So I can bring more. And one of the things that has helped me integrate deeply is like, oh, even my unworthiness is worthy. Even my terror is worthy. Even my like mess on the floor is loved. Like, oh, when I say whole body love, I mean the whole body of you, the physical body. Yes, obviously, definitely. And you're not your body. You're in a body. So it's like everything else that comes with you, your experiences, your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, your expression, like all of you embodied deserves love. Like, you're an embodiment of that expression, and it's fucking gorgeous. And so that sort of like, I'm willing to be seen more as me, like not just like in the fun, playful, crazy side, but also the anger, also in the frustration, also in the anxiety, also in the grief. All of it is welcome. And I think when you are willing to be seen as you, like, you're such a fucking gift. And like, so when you're willing to give it to the world, when you're willing to be authentically you, it's just mwah, like chef's kisses. Like, it's so gorgeous. And so that has really become my focus, is helping people really embody themselves, be themselves fully, truly, honoring every single part of you. And I'm starting to shift the focus into teaching teachers how to do that. The world needs more you all the time, especially people who are holding spaces for other people. Because when you show up in that way, when you show up authentic, when you show up vulnerable, when you show up willing to be seen as you, then it's an opportunity. Like, people, I don't think, know that they can give themselves permission to do that. Like, they don't know that being themselves is okay and being themselves is enough. And so when people show up as themselves, knowing that they're enough, it's gorgeous. And so then it like kind of ripples. And so that's kind of started to be more of my focus, is teaching the teachers how to be more themselves, how to be more you.
So beautiful. And it's absolutely so needed. I want to go back to something that you said earlier about being by yourself, because I think that that's something that so many of us have gone through in 2020, is learning to be comfortable with ourselves by ourselves. I think so often we're running away from ourselves, right? And so what is holding ourselves back from really connecting and accepting, like you were saying, all parts of ourselves? Like, yes, our body is so important, but I think even more so, what I've been seeing is people shaming themselves for their emotions, for their experiences, especially in 2020, what's happened. We've all been going through this collectively, but somehow we're guilting and shaming ourselves and blaming ourselves.
Yeah, it's such a tactic. I have a post-it sitting right here. There's no place where shame and guilt are not used as tactics. They are tactics to like manipulate, control, keep us small. And it's so unnecessary and such, I'm not going to call it bullshit, but like, that's my anger coming through towards everywhere that that is used. But like, I'm not getting angry at your shame and guilt. Your shame and guilt is super sweet. Your shame and guilt, it's a tactic that you figured out to please whoever you needed to please to survive. And so it's a really gorgeous, gorgeous thing that you're doing to protect yourself. And so for me, I think what, like, to go back to your question, that's like the total acceptance of you. That's, oh, my shame and guilt. Oh, I don't need to feel shame and guilt. I can feel really proud about my shame and guilt. Here are all the places that I have shame and guilt. Oh, shit, you too? Oh, right. Yeah, okay, that's not us. That's not actually who I am. I was not born into this body believing that I had anything to be ashamed or guilty about. I learned that. And so it is painful work because those parts that are feel shame, that feel guilt, they will die as you release that, as you step into something else. That's where you got to really welcome in all of the emotions because they're going to happen. You're a whole person. You have the whole spectrum of your feelings. And as you go through this process of stepping more fully into yourself, all of the feelings will come and all of them are okay. And same, like here we are in a global pandemic. Again, I'm so fucking proud of us, you guys. I'm so proud of us. Like, I'm so proud that we are here. Whatever state we are in, I'm proud of that. I think we need to honor our bodies. You know, there's a threat. We can't fight it. That's, I think, the most terrifying type of threat is that we don't have control over the threat. And so even if you're not really feeling active a fear around the pandemic or what's happening, any of the events that have happened in 2020, there have been a lot. The body is designed to protect you. So if a trauma response comes up, that's a like anxiety, meaning stress, like fear, any of those overthinking, overworking, angry outbursts. Like there's a lot of different ways that that can show up, but that is a communication from your body that there is a threat. Hey, like tornado siren going off. Hey, there's something to be aware of. And it's right. It's totally right. There's a fucking pandemic happening. It is like a virus. It is a real threat. And so we can thank our bodies for that message. Oh yeah, there's like, what am I feeling anxious about? Maybe this, maybe this, maybe this. All of them are welcome. They're all signals. And so my job is to help both myself, I'm speaking both for myself and I do this work with people, like to help understand what is happening, to help commute, like hear that signal and then love it appropriately in that moment. What does my body need? What do I need to feel okay, to feel safe? And I literally, like, among sessions with clients, like, gone under the covers with them. And after a couple of minutes, oh, I feel more calm. Okay, great. Your body needed to feel protected in this way. I love that we can give this gift to your body. Like, suck your thumb, hug yourself, go cry in the shower. Like, it, whatever is your body is needing in that moment, it'll be different for every single person. You're doing a great job. You're actively surviving. Anxiety is included in that. So give yourself permission to accept your responses, to accept your experiences throughout this life. Like 2020 is just turning up the volume, but life in general, like stresses will not end on the new year. Things will still continue. And so anytime you're feeling anything, it's a love signal from your body.
I love that. And I think so often we're searching outside of ourselves for this sense of security. I think especially like we think that the money, the relationship, the career, whatever it is going to give us a sense of security, but it really has to come from within and we have to give ourselves these things first.
Yes. One of my favorite mentors, David Nagel, he says security is an illusion. And it's so true. And that I think I really saw that in the pandemic, like all of these secure 9-to-5 steady paycheck, I'm going to stay here till I die jobs that are super quote unquote secure were evaporated. And me here in my virtual coaching business, like I'm thriving. Security is what you feel inside. It is what your body thinks is happening. And there are, you know, I'm very much like flip a table at all of these ways in which we have learned that it's not okay. It is not safe to be in our bodies. And there are a lot of them. Like, body is attacked in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different iterations. And I think that's like, that's another reason to like, you don't need it. But if you need permission to know that it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling, like, of course, it feels unsafe to be where you are. Like, look at how we've been trained through fear, through shame, through guilt, like, of course. And so our job is to know that I am a safe place to be. I am a safe place to snuggle up with. I am a safe place to be with. And if you're not, then follow me on everything. Message me, like come to me. Because like that's, I think, if you're not a safe place, then literally nowhere you go will be.
I love that. And it's so powerful because I think what we've learned from 2020 is that these things outside of us, like you said, the quote unquote secure 9-to-5 job, these things aren't actually secure. Like, we don't have control over them, but what we do have power and control over is really coming back home to ourselves and belonging to ourselves and finding safe harbor there. When you do that, it's not something that can just be taken away by something on the outside.
It's autonomous. You're not attached to anything. And that, I love what you said of like coming back home to yourself. That security can never actually be touched because you're the only one in control of it. How safe you feel is your control always. And there are external things that definitely pull us out of it. And that's totally fine and accepted and loved on. And I dream of a world where people feel really safe to be in their bodies all the time, where the program is and the norm is security. The norm is feeling really safe. But security is a feeling, and you feel in your body. You're the only person, literally the only thing that is in power of changing your emotions, to changing your feelings. And that people will be resistant to that because it's easier to say, no, this, and this has power over me. This, oh, I have to feel this when this happens, or when this happens, this is obviously what I'm going to feel. But every single time, it's you. There's the big you. There's the like untouched source, God, divine, magic, mystery, wizard, I don't know what you call it in you, divine. And then there's the you that you were learned to be. And either one is operating at every single moment. And they're the ones at the wheel. They're the ones at the dial. And that's like a really big conversation. You can get into like ancestral lineage, what you're programmed to think, you know, like just, it's a very deep conversation. But at the end of the day, you're the only person who can ever make you feel anything. And that statement in and of itself is empowering. Like, if you're not in control of your feelings, then you don't have the ability to change them. Then you're suffering. Then you're a victim to that. And I don't ever believe that. I don't think that's not how it goes. You know, you're a whole being and fully in control.
Yeah. And I think what's come from that is that we're labeling certain emotions as bad or wrong, or, you know, like sadness and grief and all these things are labeled as something that we need to get rid of, or there's something wrong. We need to like figure it out, instead of, like we were talking about before, allowing ourselves to feel it because it's there for a purpose. It's there to teach us something. It's there to open something up within us. And if we just ignore it, then it doesn't go away.
Yep, it does not. It definitely does not. The way that I operate under it, like, energy can neither be created or destroyed. It's either getting expressed in your body or it's getting stored in your body. And there's not a judgment attached to either one of those you choose. And exactly what you were saying, I harp on that a lot. Like, I recently posted this feelings list onto my Instagram, and there's so many, first of all, of options of you can feel. Like, I don't want anyone to ever tell me that they're feeling good or bad again, because that would be like giving me a crayon box with two colors in it. It's like, no, give me the bucket. Like, give me the whole bucket of crayons. I want every shade. And so this feelings list I love because it gives you that. Like, underneath anger, then there's like 30 choices. It's like all the reds, all of the oranges. It's just beautiful. There's not a good list and a bad list. There isn't a right list and a wrong list. There's not a positive list and a negative list. People, humans, have labeled them as such because of the way that they feel in our bodies. But that's a judgment. That's not the truth. The truth is that you're a whole ass human and you get the whole spectrum of emotions. You get like the bucket of crayons to color your life with and to color how you feel. And I think it's a really big disservice to only give people half of the options that they're allowed to choose from, when really they're going to be feeling the other half. It's just, we're taught that we're wrong if we do. And that is bullshit. Like, that is like, nope. Like, I'm not accepting that. You're a whole human. You get the whole thing.
I love that. It's so important. And I would love to touch on the importance of this self-acceptance work and really loving all parts of yourself and how it relates to us in business.
Tantalizing question. Thank you. If you're listening to this and you're like in a room, pause what you're doing, stand up, put your finger out, put your arm out, point, and then spin around in a circle. You can do that in a chair. You can kind of just swivel your head around. Don't do that if you're driving. But like, you'll notice that you are the center point in everything you just saw. Your perspective of everything you just saw came from you. You were the center. You were literally the center of your universe. That is physics. You're the center of your universe. So that means every single place that you go, to the grocery store, in with your clients, talking to your mother-in-law, feeding the dog, having sex, every fucking thing that you do, there is not a single place that you can go where you're not bringing you and your body. So try me, right? Like every single place that you go, you're bringing you. You are the pillar. You are the center. Every relationship in which you're in is built upon you. Every role that you are in is built upon you. Every single thing is centered on you in your life. And so when you focus on you, when you decide to make you the most important thing in your life, when you decide to make your relationship with you, your body, how you interact with the rest of the world, the most important thing, the center thing, then you're lining up with the truth because that is the truth of your life. And when that happens, then everything shifts. As you shift just a little bit, as you take that further out, a smaller shift from the center will create this massive shift on the outside. It looks way bigger than it is, right? We're skipping that. We're trying to go from the outside. Let me align this or fix this or do this and skipping ourselves. And again, we are taught to do that. I had somebody come up to me after a church service and say, I didn't know that I could pray for myself. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. Crazy, right? I didn't know that I could celebrate myself. I didn't know that I could write me first on what I'm grateful for. Like, I didn't know that that was possible. And so I think that's how we're supposed to operate. Love thy neighbor as yourself. Yeah, that's how it goes. As you love yourself, you will love your neighbor. Because again, stand up, spin around. The love that starts with the love here, the acceptance, the compassion, the whatever, judgment maybe, hate, dissatisfaction, whatever is here in your center is going to be rippled out as you spin around your world. It's opposite of what we're taught, that it's selfish to look inward, that it's selfish and wrong, and that's not helping, and da-da-da-da-da. I can put literally every single person first, every being first besides me. It's backwards. It starts with us, and when we serve us, when we are most open, when we are most authentic, when we are in our most us, whoever we are, when we are in that expression, whatever it is that day, whatever it is that day, if we are willing to be seen in it, that's the gift. That's the service. So whatever you're doing, whether you bake cakes or whether you lead seminars or whether you go speak on stages with millions of people, like you are the entity. You are the center. So act like it. Take action in that way. Do things like that.
I love that so much. And it brought up for me, like, say you're a self-love coach and you don't love yourself right now, or you don't love yourself all the time. It's like, am I still worthy of being a coach? You know, we think that we have to be quote unquote perfect in order to serve others. But I think that being your authentic self and also showing that you're still on this journey yourself actually attracts the people who are really meant for you.
Yeah, it's that authenticity. It's like people are craving that, are just aching to know that they're not alone. Perfectionism is not serving anyone. It is not serving anyone. I don't even know what perfectionism is anymore.
Always like a goalpost that's continually moving forward, right? Because it's like you think you got it done right. And then it's like, oh, wait, nope. There's something else. There's something else. Like there's always going to be something else, right? It's just continually moving it forward and out of reach.
Yes. And that's, I was literally just speaking with somebody this morning of like, there's always this gap. Like I'm taking my two hands and separating themselves a little bit. And like, one is the fullest expression, like pure life form of me. And then there's the human side, and like energy travels faster than physicality. Like it goes faster. And so it's natural that you're going to be seemingly behind. It looks behind because there is this gap of what you want and where you are always. I always want there to be a gap. I never want me to wake up and be like, ah, this is it. There's nothing more. I might as well just sit down. Like, I always want there to be a gap. And I think we have felt that. We perceive that as I'm not enough. I'm behind. I'm lacking. There's a standard and I'm behind it. And really, I think we are more than enough. We are overfilling. There's so much of us. There's so much more of us. And then there's this part that is catching up, that isn't behind. It's right where it is, but there's always going to be a gap. There's always going to be a distance. And I think that's loving ourselves through that. When we see things we don't want, when we experience things when we don't want, when we, anything that might come up of unwanted things, there's no need to shame that. That is God too. That is love too. That is life too. That's natural. And I think striving to be the highest standard always is a lie. You can't do that. I mean, you can try, but like, it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out.
Yeah. And it's also like we were talking about inauthentic, and to really expect that you're going to be, like you said, at that caliber every single day. We are cyclical beings. There's going to be times where you need rest, where you're not 100%. And this is all things that are okay. And I think especially as business owners, we can feel this pressure to just be go, 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 do, 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 onto the next goal, onto the next launch, and not really honoring the cyclical nature that we have.
Yeah. And that's the painful part, I think, that we're rejecting. We're not wanting growth to be, we want it to be super cute. We want it to be super comfortable. We want it to look really great.
And happen overnight.
Yeah. It's like, I do not teach that focusing on yourself is lighting a candle and having Enya playing and the bubble bath is just bubbling. You know, like that's not, that might be it some days, but some days it is, I'm sobbing on the floor. I am like in a full grief process. I am angry. I'm screaming. I'm punching shit. And that's again where I feel really grateful that I have the space to do that. And I encourage you, there's always space for you. And it's your job to make it. Like, create a space that is for you. Honey, take all of the things that I'm responsible for 45 minutes. Find a way. Get up 2 hours early. I have a client who is pregnant, has another baby coming in. She has space for herself every single morning because she gets up early. Don't tell me that there's no time for you. Don't tell me that there's no space for you. There is. You just have to be willing to create it, to know that you're like, no, this is my fucking space. I need this to feel this feeling. Go for a drive, scream, cry, sob, lock the door and sit on the shower floor and sob. I don't like whatever needs to happen. There will be space for it and you can handle it. It's just like, are you willing to do that? Because you're never staying the same either. We think that we can, if we don't touch something, then nothing's happening. Energy is always in motion. And so it's either going towards what you want or what you don't want. Really. I mean, it's not as black and white as that, but like, it's pretty simple. Like, you're moving some way. And avoiding it doesn't make it stop. Like, neglecting it doesn't make it stop. Neglecting yourself doesn't make you stop. I like get kind of fierce with that. It's like, no, you are the most important person in your life, period, the end. Take the space to focus on you. Take the space to feel you, to be with you. Especially if you've never done that before, I don't recommend doing that process alone. Because if you've never gone into yourself, it's like going into on a hike with no map. You might have some like rough directions, like rough understanding, but like get a guide who knows how to navigate, get a guide who has turned inward themselves, get a guide who you feel really comfortable with being yourself around. I have lots of guides. I'm like constantly like, yes, yes, yes. Like get support in some way, follow people on social media, hire coaches, hire therapists. Name to 6 of your friends that you're focused on yourself and you would love their support and start a group chat. Like, you can create space for yourself in a lot of ways. Again, it's like, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to know that you deserve space for yourself, support for yourself, and then get in there?
Beautiful. I love it so much, Becca. This has been such a great conversation. So I'm curious if there's been anything you wish I would have asked you or a final message that you want to leave.
I think I'm feeling drawn to like, touch my belly right now, and specifically like my low belly, like the nook and cranny of the space that I was taught from a very early age to hate. So if there's a spot in you, a physical part, I'll invite you to bring your attention there. If there's a part in you, like a pattern or a belief or emotion or something that you feel, whatever, you can't do this wrong. Just like whatever is calling to you right now, bring your attention to that. Like kind of going back to what you were saying of
if you're a self-love coach, which I am, and you're not loving yourself, which I don't sometimes, that's okay. Like, I'm looking at this part on my body like, oh yeah, we've come a long way, and I know that there's more. Kind of going back to like that gap. There's always more. There's always more for us. I think of it as always more love. There's always more love, and it comes in infinite expressions. It's so beautiful. And so here, wherever is calling out in your physical body, in your mental body, in your emotional body, in your spiritual body, wherever, bring all the parts that are crying a little bit, that are wanting a little bit more, and just trust. Maybe you can be skeptical of the part of the belief that that part isn't worthy or that part isn't enough. Maybe you can be skeptical of that. And maybe you can lean in like, I'm clear. You can use my clarity of the truth of the love that's here for you to lean in. You just created a space for yourself by listening to this. I'm just naming that. So lean into the space that you just created for yourself of like, I'm clear. There is not a single condition that you could be, feel, experience, look like, feel like, sound like. There is nothing about you that could ever be unworthy of love.
Thank you. So needed. So where can everyone find you, learn more about you, connect with you, be in all of your joy and incredibleness?
Yes. Thank you. I'm on all the things. I recently just got on TikTok, which is exciting.
I love TikTok.
Okay. Let's be friends. Whole Body Love, WholeBodyLove.
We'll put all the links below as well.
Yeah. And then BeccaKuntz.com is also a great central place. So lots of ways, but I particularly shout out social media. That's a space that I hold for people to be more themselves and for more love for themselves. So I direct people there.
Amazing. I love following you on social media. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing your wisdom, your joy, your light, your love with my audience today. I know that this is going to be such a powerful episode, and it's just so timely. And I appreciate you so much and the work that you're doing.
Thank you, Randy. I feel the same way about you.
Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me. I know you could literally be anywhere else doing anything else, so the fact that you've chosen to be here with me means the world. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. My favorite thing is connecting with you on Instagram. So come follow me at I Am Randy Lee and take a screenshot of this episode to let me know what resonated with you the most or what your biggest takeaways are. You can also rate and review the podcast on iTunes, which helps get the podcast heard by more people. I personally read all of the reviews and love hearing how I can continue to improve this podcast for you. Don't forget that you are uniquely made, and that is your superpower. Until next time, stay uplifted.